David Lucas Burge gained his extraordinary insights into the almost magical phenomenon of perfect pitch during his high school days, when he would amaze his friends by naming any pitch played and then show them how to do it themselves. Perfect pitch became a vital key to his own rapid growth as a young musician. Over the past two decades, David Lucas and his techniques have caught on like wildfire, with his two best-selling ear training programs on both perfect pitch and relative pitch. The success of his students, the research results from two leading universities, and acclaim from musicians and educators around the world have put his programs at the very leading edge of music self-advancement. Now you too can gain a virtuoso ear for music just by practicing simple listening methods that are easy and fun. This complete audio and handbook series contains 24 master classes with David Lucas Burge. Here you will learn everything you need to know about perfect pitch and how to develop it, step by step. We warmly welcome you to this exciting new adventure into perfect pitch, a precious musical talent that you will discover through your own personal listening experience. So let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased and proud to present to you David Lucas Burge.
How many of you have heard that you have to be born with this ability of perfect pitch? That only certain select individuals have this unusual and mysterious ability, and they were kind of born with it, and the rest of us can't really ever have it? Well, the reason that this misconception has grown up is people did not understand what perfect pitch is. Now, if you don't understand what something is, how can you develop it? And this is the reason why people have not been able to develop perfect pitch. They're absolutely right. You can't develop it. You can't develop it if you don't know what it is. But in this course, we're going to examine exactly what perfect pitch is. Take all the mystery away. And when we really see what it is, then we see, hey, this is simple. Perfect pitch is completely simple. People go away from the live seminars saying that it's so easy that it almost takes away the challenge. I used to have to laugh when I was in high school music theory and ear training classes because we were using Paul Hindemith's book, Elementary Training for Musicians. And Mr. Hindemith, who, for those of you who are not familiar with him, classical musicians will be familiar with him, he is considered to be a very highly respected figure in the field of music theory, and his music theory handbooks are considered to be almost the Bibles of music theory. And he said in this book that absolute pitch, perfect pitch, can be acquired and developed. His experience has shown it can be developed. And I used to have to laugh because oftentimes it would be the very same teachers who were using his materials that would say that, oh no, you can't develop it, and they would just push perfect pitch off into the corner as being some exotic and unusual ability which is not even practical. Well, we're going to find out that Mr. Hindemith was right. He never really showed how to develop the ability, but he was right. And it's not some exotic and mysterious thing that is impractical. It's a very, very vital skill in music for one simple reason. Music is a hearing art. It has to do with the ear's ability to hear and interpret pitches. And perfect pitch is the height of the ear's ability to hear and interpret pitches. So not only is it important, it is absolutely essentially important. It's vitally important because that's what music is all about, hearing pitches. Certainly, we can be a musician without perfect pitch. There are many, many musicians who are highly successful who never had perfect pitch and never will take the time to develop it. When we do take the time to develop it, we find out that it puts us on a level of perception to achieve far more in music. There's something missing if we don't have this ability of perfect pitch. If I were to say to you right now, which one of these tones is an F sharp? Is it this one? This one, this one, or this one, or this one? How many of you would know which one it is? Well, if we don't know which one of those was the F sharp, then we're missing a lot of data that is contained in the music. Here we are musicians. We're supposed to be working in a hearing art, and we don't even know which one of these notes is an F sharp. Well, there's something lacking in that musical ear. This is why colleges and universities have the music students take ear training and music theory. Much to the dismay of a lot of music students, they sometimes call it ear straining classes, because it seems to be so difficult to develop the ear. But we're going to find out that developing the ear is very, very simple. There's nothing complicated about it at all. What is this ability of perfect pitch? Well, perfect pitch, very simply, is color hearing. That's all it is. It's the most important thing for us to know in this entire seminar. Perfect pitch is nothing more nor less than color hearing. That means that just as the eye is able to look out and perceive all these beautiful visual colors, over there's red and there's blue and there's green and orange and yellow and violet, just as the eye can see all those colors, the ear is able to hear the musical sound colors. Here's A flat, here's A, C sharp, E, F sharp, G. See, all of these tones are nothing more than colors in a sound spectrum. There's no real difference between the colors in the visual spectrum and the colors in the sound spectrum. It's just a matter of, it's a different sense. So perfect pitch is the ability to hear these sound colors clearly and recognize them. So that if I say to you, what's this note? E, B flat, A flat, what are these tones? F, B, D sharp. You're able to hear the tones and recognize them. This is the basic ability of perfect pitch. Really, it's even more than this. Perfect pitch is more than just the ability to recognize the tones. It's sort of a set of abilities. If you wake up first thing in the morning and you want to sing an A, then the ability to just la, and there it is. First thing in the morning without having heard any tone at all. Now this we're going to find is a more advanced degree of perfect pitch than just the ability to recognize a tone when you hear it. But perfect pitch can go even further than this. Let's say we have a tone like this A. Is it a little sharp or is it a little flat? You can have many degrees of an A. It's a range of what an A is. Every piano doesn't say the same A. It's supposed to be 440, 440 vibrations per second, but every piano does not have the exact same pitch. Some are higher and some are a little lower. So if you can hear an A and tell that it's just a slight little bit sharp right there, not much, but it's still an A, then this is also one of the skills of perfect pitch, the ability to judge the sharpness or flatness of a tone. Now, anybody can judge sharpness or flatness if you have something to compare it with. If I had a tuning fork right here, and I played that A, then anybody could tell it's just a little bit sharp or something like that. But what I'm talking about is just hearing the one tone, just this, is it a little sharp or a little flat? So this is also part of the ability of perfect pitch. But basically, it's just color hearing. If we can hear these sound colors and we can recognize them, then this is the ability of perfect pitch. It's so very simple. And you've already got this ability in your ear. I have to emphasize this at the beginning. It's not something that you have to add into your ear. All the mechanisms are already there. It's just that it's a very subtle experience. It's a very delicate phenomenon. The inner workings of the ear, which have to do with perfect pitch, are very, very delicate, and that's why most people miss it. We're too busy moving around, fast-paced society that we are, that we don't really sit down and take the time to listen to the tones as closely as we might have. But why would we even want this skill? Well, if we want to play by ear or improvise, it's vital. Playing by ear means we have a song that we already know, let's say, and we want to pick it out on the piano. So we hear it in our mind's ear, and then we try to play it on the piano. our ear is able to unlock the chords that are composed in it. Unlock. Unlock means to hear chords and tones and be able to recognize them. So when you can unlock that song and hear that it's a G major chord, going to an E minor chord, to A minor, going to D major, etc., etc., then this is the ability to play by ear. Now, maybe we want to improvise on it a little. That means we want to change the structure, maybe change the chords around a little, or anything we want to do to alter the piece in order to express ourselves as musical artists. This is the ability to improvise. Also, the ability to just run licks up and down the piano and feel free with our music. Now, when you have perfect pitch, you in a sense have internalized all of these tones. You already know what they sound like. Someone without perfect pitch doesn't know what that F sharp sounds like until he plays it. But if you have perfect pitch, you know what they all sound like even before you touch the note. This is the advantage that we gain. So listening and writing skills are greatly improved. Listen to music that is in your own head, for instance, and write it out on paper. This is why colleges do require the music students to take so many ear training classes, because they know that if you improve your ear, then you automatically, you can't help it, you just automatically improve everything you're doing with music, because music is a hearing art. Now, colleges mainly teach relative pitch. They don't teach how to develop perfect pitch. This is something new here. But relative pitch is a skill which gives you skills throughout music. Perfect pitch is also a skill. And when you develop perfect pitch, it gives you a different angle of skills, a different set of skills. Now, they both work together, we're going to find out later. Perfect pitch and relative pitch both have their own field of expertise. We need them both. We don't just need perfect pitch. Perfect pitch has its skills, and relative pitch has its skills. In his book, The Psychology of Music, John Booth Davies questioned professional musicians, and he said, "What is the most important skill that a musician needs for success in music?" And the overwhelming response was, a good sense of pitch is the most important factor for success and enjoyment of music. And this was chosen even above other essentials like technical facility and intensity discrimination, good rhythm, accurate memory. And now all these things are important. All of these things are necessary to be a complete musician. But the most important is this good sense of pitch, because music is individual pitches. And of course, perfect pitch is sort of the height of the mountain, so to speak. It's a very desirable skill. See, a performer can only perform as well as he can hear. If you're a classical musician and you have to get in there and bring out a voice in a fugue, and it happens to be in the middle of a lot of other voices, you have to get inside of there and pick it out and bring it out. And it's the same if you're a rock musician or a jazz musician or country. It doesn't make any difference. Your ear has to get in there to hear what you're playing in order to perform. A composer can only compose what he can think up. And you can only think up what your ear can comprehend, what your ear can grasp. And even a listener, many of us are not even musicians, we just enjoy listening to music, you can only appreciate and enjoy whatever your own perception and awareness allows you to enjoy. It is all dependent upon your own musical awareness. This factor of hearing is absolutely the ground level of music. It's the number one thing that we need in order to enjoy music, because everything in music is hearing. It's hearing, hearing, hearing. Now, in addition to these skills we've been talking about, perfect pitch goes even further, though. For instance, it improves the vocal acuity. If you are a singer and you arrive on stage and you know what your starting pitch is. We used to do this when I was in a high school group. And later on, the instrumentalists come in and you all melt together in tune. You don't have to have a pitch pipe there to give you your starting note. You just start in and then it just happens to be the right note. It produces a magical effect on the audience, which says that there's some degree of professionalism there. Some mastery of this art is projected into the audience, which gives a very good feeling in the audience. But not only that, if you are a vocalist and you have to get from this E to this A sharp, that's a kind of a tricky interval for some vocalists. But if you have perfect pitch and you know what the E sounds like, you know what the A sharp sounds like, well, then that makes it a lot easier. So vocal acuity is very greatly improved with perfect pitch. Also, the ability to tune is improved. If you're a guitarist and you have to tune up your guitar, you have to be able to hear very finely. We don't want any out-of-tune instruments because this is going to flavor your music in an undesirable way. We need an instrument which is in tune, and you've got to have your ear to tune it up properly. And by the way, this brings up a little point. If you are a guitarist, make sure when you tune your guitar that it's always on pitch or a little sharp, because that will give your music a little lift. But one thing we don't want to do is have our guitars tuned a little flat, because even though it may be in tune with itself, the effect of that guitar will be a little dulling on the audience. It'll be a little bit of a downer on the audience, a little depressing, because it's not up to the standard pitch level. And even though your audience may not have perfect pitch, subconsciously, they do pick this up. The guitar should be on pitch or a little sharp to give it a little lift, because sometimes you hear groups on TV or at a concert or on the radio, and you say, my, they are very good technically. There's just something about it I can't quite put my finger on. It's just a little I don't like. And oftentimes when I've noticed this in groups, I realize that it's because their whole tuning is just a little bit flat. So that's just a little tip. But anyway, perfect pitch does not mean that we could sit down to this piano here and tune it and that it would come out sounding beautiful. Piano tuning is an art. It takes months and years to master. You have to know how to voice it and all that. It's quite a skill. Perfect pitch just means that you can hear the colors. If I play this note, you know it's a G. You know it's a B flat. You know it's a C. You can hear and recognize the colors. It doesn't mean that you can tune the instrument. That's a separate skill which you have to work on yourself. If you have a tuning fork, and it's an A tuning fork, if you play it, that will give a very, very accurate A. Now, if you have perfect pitch, it doesn't mean that every time you sing an A, it's going to be exactly right down to the vibration per second right on. No, this isn't true. Perfect pitch is a human perception. It means when you sing an A, it will be an accurate A, but it's within a range. There's a range of what A is. There's a range of what red is. In the visual field, every red that we see is a different shade. You have stop signs, and you've got stop lights, and you've got exit signs and warning signs, all different kinds of reds that we see, but we learn to recognize that color as red. It's the same in music. Many different shades of A, but they're all A's. If it becomes too flat, then it becomes an A flat. Then we have to say it's become an A flat. But then there's a range of A flat, you see. A tuning fork is a hard thing. You can knock on it, and it's something hard. It's stable. The human ear is soft. It's flexible. It's not a computer. That's the thing I'm getting at. This is a myth that if you have perfect pitch, then you have a computer in your ear. It's not a computer. It's a very human perception of color, but it's also an accurate perception. Now, when we can hear with these colors in music, we can hear and recognize the chords. Here's E flat major, here's A flat major, B flat 7, etc., etc., then our memory is improved. See, there's many things that go to construct a musical memory. One of the things is, have you ever had the experience where you're playing along and your fingers are going to all the right places, but you don't know why they're going to the right places. You could sort of be talking and your fingers are just finding their way around. Most of us have had this experience. You couldn't memorize a piece without this. This is called the kinesthetic or finger memory. You just play something over and over and over, and it sort of gets into your brain. Now, that's one aspect of musical memory. Another is the perfect pitcher, the person who has perfect pitch, hears all of these chords as having a different sound color. If it's C minor, then it could not be C sharp minor. Those two sound different. Same structure. So they're both minor chords, but they're both different. I could play this, or this. They're both the same structures, except that one is a half step higher than the other. Now, without perfect pitch, they both sound the same. There's no difference. One's just a little higher than the other, but you don't really hear much else of a difference. With perfect pitch, we have C minor, F minor, G7, and C minor. With perfect pitch, we have C sharp minor, F sharp minor, G sharp 7, and C sharp minor. See, all those chords are different. It's C sharp minor, not C minor. So you can't get them confused. See, when you can hear the color of the individual chord, that is another aspect which the ear can grasp onto in order to memorize a piece. That's why it's very commonly known that someone with perfect pitch has a very good musical memory. He does not get lost in performance as easily as someone without perfect pitch. And if he does get lost, then he's able to pick himself back up a lot more easily because of this mastery of these musical tones. See, all these things go to create confidence in performing. Because we feel more at home in music, then when we get on the stage and we're performing, the ear hears. And when the ear hears, then we're more in control of our hearing art, and it produces incredible confidence. This is a very important function of perfect pitch. But I think the most important benefit of perfect pitch is this area of music appreciation. You can think about all the great benefits in playing by ear and improvising and all that, but I think the most important is this benefit of music appreciation, because perfect pitch is the color in music. If you're watching a movie on a black and white TV set, it's the exact same movie as on a color TV set. You've got the same characters saying the same things, the same plot is developing, everything is the same. Now you go to the color TV set, there's no way to really describe it. Things are just richer on the color TV. But if you have one person watching the black and white and one watching the color, the person on the black and white TV may say, oh, you don't have anything better than I do. I even knew what was going to happen in the movie before you did. Well, see, it's not on that level. It's on a perceptual level. There's a richness of perception with a color TV which you simply do not get with a black and white TV. And if you've never experienced a color TV, it's very difficult to explain what it is. But it's the exact same thing with perfect pitch, because perfect pitch is color hearing. Without perfect pitch, if we go to a concert, we can certainly hear the music, and we can certainly enjoy the music as it's progressing. They're the same instruments, it's the same music, it's the same everything. But with perfect pitch, we hear what the colors are. There's G major over there. There's E flat minor over there. I hear a high D over here. You hear the colors. It's a richer experience of music. And it's very difficult to explain what that is like if you've never experienced it. But in this workshop here, we are going to actually hear for ourselves what these colors are. See, we can talk about perfect pitch all day. What convinces you is when you hear it for yourself. And that's why there has been such a wave of interest about this perfect pitch, because everybody said at first, oh, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. But when they came to the seminar and they heard for themselves, then they said, I believe it because I hear it for myself. That's what convinces you. And so we're going to listen for that later and have our very own first taste of what this ability is. But I think this aspect of music appreciation is the most important thing, because perfect pitch gives you the rich color perception. You have to sit down and do the listening for yourself, and then it's cultured into the ear. You can't go to a store and purchase it. Now, when we have developed perfect pitch, it's open all the way around. If we want to pick up a language, then it's easier to pick up. It's easier to recognize voices we're hearing on the telephone. Whatever we're doing, an ear that has developed perfect pitch is an ear that is open, whether we're listening to music or birds chirping in the field or a waterfall. The ear is more sensitive and more appreciative. If you're a musician and you've ever studied a language, I'm sure you'll understand what I'm saying here, that musicians can pick up a language much easier. If we have all the music majors at a college, and we have all the biology majors at a college, and they're both studying French, and they've studied for, let's say, 4 years. Now we have all the musicians speak it, and all the biology students speak out their language. Which of these groups do you think is going to have the better French accent? Well, it's going to be the musicians by far. Occasionally, you may find an exception to this, but generally speaking, the musicians are going to have the superior French accent. And why? Because they're used to listening and discriminating very fine distinctions in sound. It's a very important point. I had a gentleman come to a seminar one time who wasn't even a musician. He was just coming to open up his ear so he could pick up languages better. He was a linguist. Perfect pitch, even though it's just one little thing, it's just this color hearing, it's a delicate perception which opens up the ear in all areas of music, plus it opens up the ear generally speaking with whatever we want to do. And it's not something that is far from us. It's something which is already in our ear. We just have to know what it is to listen for and how to bring it out.